啊，现在我们看十六章。
Now let's turn to chapter 16.
十六章大部分都是问安的话。
Chapter 16 is mostly personal greetings.
啊，第一段是一节到二节。
The first section is verses 1 and 2.
保罗替腓比做介绍，介绍腓比给罗马教会信徒认识。
Here he commanded Sister Phoebe to the church in Rome.
啊，第一节是第一小段，腓比是这个教会的女执事。
And Phoebe is a sister worker and servant in church in sanctuary.
第二节书第二小段，请罗马教会接待腓比这个女执事。
He asked the church to receive her in a way worthy of saints.
啊，看第一节，我对你们举荐我们的姐妹腓比，她是坚固的教会中的女执事啊。在她这里介绍，这个腓比就是坚固教会的女执事。
Here in the Chinese translation, actually mentioned that she is a deaconess in the church.
她要去罗马。
She wanted to go to Rome.
经过哥林多。
On the way through a Corinthian church.
保罗在哥林多写好罗马书，就请腓比带到罗马教会去。
So when Paul finished the letter, she wanted her to bring the letter to Rome.
他可能会在罗马住一阵子，所以就替他做介绍。
So since she may stay a while in Rome, therefore, Paul introduced her to the church over there.
看第二节。
In verse 2.
请你们为主的接待他合乎圣徒的体统，这里说要为主的缘故接待他，服务圣徒的体统，就用主里面的一家人的精神来爱他，来接待他。
Here he asking the church to receive her like a family member that's worthy of the saints.
他在服务上要你们帮助，你们就要帮助他，就是了解他需要什么，就帮助他。
And to understand what she needs and to help her out when necessary.
因为他素来就帮助许多人，也帮助了保罗。
Because she has been a great help to other people, including Paul.
可见这个你就很有爱心。
We can see that this sister is full of love.
那么这么有爱心的姐妹到你们那边去，你应当要在主里面用爱心来接待她。
For such a sister full of love to go to visit you, you should receive her with love as well.
啊，接下来这个第三节到十六节是第二段为罗马教会信徒问安。
So verses 3 all the way to 16 are greeting to different brothers and sisters in Roman church.
当时的信徒常常搬来搬去，所以保罗虽然没有去过罗马教会，但罗马教会这些人呢，他是曾经接触过的。
And the believers at that time also they tend to move around a lot. And even though Paul never been to Rome, he knew all the people.
啊，那第一小段是三节到第四节问百基拉、亚基拉的安。
The verses 3 and 4 are greeting to Priscilla and Aquila.
我们通常习惯介绍夫妻，都是先提到他丈夫的名字，再提到他妻子的名字。
Normally, when we introduce a husband and wife, we mention the husband's name first.
但保罗在这里把它倒过来，先介绍妻子名字，再去到介绍他丈夫的名字。
Here Paul introduced mentioned the wife's name first, then the husband's name.
百基拉是丈夫，这个妻子亚基拉是丈夫。
Aquila is the husband and Priscilla is the wife.
我们看使徒第十八章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 18.
使徒行传第十八章。
Acts chapter 18.
第一节。
Verse 1.
十八章第一节，这事以后，保罗到了，离了雅典，来到哥林多。第二节，遇见一个犹太人名叫亚基拉，他生在本都，因为哥老丢命犹太人都离开罗马，新进带着妻子百基拉从意大利来，保罗就投奔他们。第三节，他们本是铸造帐篷为业，保罗就因为他跟他们同业，就和他同住做工啊。这边谈到这个亚基拉是丈夫，妻子是百基拉。
Here mentioned, Aquila is the husband and Priscilla is the wife.
他们曾经有一阵子在这个哥林多跟保罗同工。
So they spent some time in the church in Corinthian with Paul together.
保罗也是住帐篷的。
Paul is also a tent maker.
啊，因为保罗是开拓传道，保罗是开拓传道，就是建立没有信徒的地方，建立教会。
Paul, as we mentioned earlier, is an exploratory pastor.
没有人信就没有人接待。
If there's nobody believing in that place yet, there won't be anybody to receive.
就算有人信，教会刚刚开始，信徒也没有多少。
Even if there were a few believers in the beginning.There won't be too many people.
所以保罗为了不给信徒负担，他在这里做帐篷赚工钱来生活。
So in order not to burden the believers financially, he himself is a tent maker. He used that to make a living.
好像我们早期保罗、张巴拿巴，他们刚开始建立教的时候，也都没有接受教会的接待。
Just like our True Jesus Church, holy work in the beginning, they had their work as well in the world so that they did not have to receive money from the church.
为保罗甚至为了传福音卖土地卖山住。
And Paul Wei, our founder, who in order to spread the gospel, he sold his properties.
因为他有他的同工需要生活，所以就卖土地来供给同工一起生活。
He sold lands in order to support his co-workers financially.
他印出福音传单啊，要印一些这个宣传宣传品。也需要花钱，所以卖三处卖土地。
And he sold his land three times in order to have the money to print material to preach the gospel.
啊，有人接待就给他接待，没有人接待就是自己想办法赚钱工钱来生活。
If there are people there to receive them, they'll take their help. If there are nobody to receive them, they'll think of ways themselves.
啊，那百基拉、亚基拉、百基拉这一对夫妻就曾经在哥林多跟保罗同工过，一起传福音建立哥林多教会。
Couple Priscilla and Aquila, they used to work with Paul in the Church of Corinthians to establish the church there.
那为什么在罗马书十五章的第三节会把这个妻子的名字放在前面，把丈夫的名字放在后面？这个没有特别意思。
So there's no particular reason why Paul put the wife's name first in front of husband's name.
因为使徒十八章就先谈到丈夫的名字。
Because in Acts chapter 18, it mentioned the husband's name first.
哥林多前十六章也是一样。
Same in Corinthians chapter 16.
哥林多前十六章的第十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 16, verse 19.
哥林前十六章说了亚西亚的众教为你们安亚基拉和百基拉，并在他们家里的教会因主多多为你们安啊，这里就谈到。亚基拉和百基拉也是先提到丈夫的名字，再提到妻子的名字。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 19, it also mentioned the wife's name first.
所以罗马书十五章的第三节先提妻子的名字，再提丈夫的名字，没有什么特别用意，只不过想到这个就写，先想到妻子的名字，就把名字写出来。在别的地方是先讲丈夫名字，再讲妻子名字，所以这个没有特别意思。
There's no particular reason why he recorded the wife's name first in here in chapter 16.
啊，看回来罗马书的十六章啊，第三节啊，他说百基拉、亚基拉他们在基督耶稣里是跟保罗同工的，就一起传福音，建立哥林多教会。
So verse 3 says here, Priscilla and Aquila they're his fellow workers in Jesus in Christ.
现在百基拉、亚基拉已经到罗马来了。
Now they're coming to Rome.
所以保罗向他们问安。
And Paul here is sending greeting to them.
第四节
，Verse four，
也为我的命将自己的景象注入度外，不但我感谢他们，就是外邦的众教也都感谢他们啊。这里谈到这一对夫妻很爱保，很爱护保罗，为了保护保罗，连自己生命都可以不要。
Here mentioned this couple, they loved Paul so much that they did risk their own lives.
因为保罗传福音常常遇到逼迫。
Because Paul oftentimes encountered persecution.
那这一对夫妻为了保护保罗，连自己的命都可以不要。
And in order to protect him, they sometimes risk their own lives.
所以不但是保罗感激他们，连众教都要感谢这一对夫妻的爱心。
So not only Paul, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them.
第五节又问在他们家中的教安，这里所谓的家中教安，就我们现在所谓的家庭聚会。
In verse five here is referring church at meet at house is our actually our what we have now is a family services.
在保罗的书信常常提到家中教会啊。
And Paul mentioned quite different places in his letters about this family services.
我们刚刚看的跟前书六章九十九的也是一样，那边也有讲家中的教会。
Earlier in Rome we have mentioned the family service as well.
我们现在教会成立的模式都是从家庭开始。
And our nowadays we start our church also from a family service.
信徒增加就成立祈祷所。
When we have more and more members, we establish a house of prayer.
信徒再增加，一有这个领导人物了，就成立一个教会。
And then when the leaders emerge, when members grow, we establish a church.
主要也是这个模式，他先有家庭教会。
And in the time of apostle, they have this family service as well.
李地亚信主说，就是他的家做家庭聚会的地方。
So Aquila, when they start, they use their house as the place for their family.
看使徒行传十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 16.
十六章的四十节。
Acts chapter 16 verse 14.
使徒十六章四十节，二人出了监，往利地亚家里去，见了弟兄们啊。保罗、希拉出监以后， 到你的家里去见到别的弟兄。
Acts chapter 16 verse 40, when Paul and Silas came out of the prison, they went to Lydia's house.
可见李弟一家信主以后，把福音传开了，他的家成了聚会的地点。
So Lydia's house was used as a revenue for family service.
所以保罗出监以后，就到李家这里见别的弟兄。
So when Paul and Silas went out of the prison, they went to Lydia's house.
腓立比教就这样建立起来。
And this is how the church in Philippians was established.、
我们在美国的教会也很几个地方是这样的。刚刚来说没有教会啊。
Quite a few different churches in the U.S. are also established this way.
就举行家庭聚会。
In the beginning, because there was no church, they have family services.
信徒增加就成立起之后，然后增加了就成立教会。我们在美国的教会就这么成立起来。
And this is how the churches in the U.S. was established.
台湾的几个地方的教会也是这样成立起来。
It was a similar situation in Taiwan.
在台东县有一个老传道姓郑，现在已经立长老，九十多岁了。
In Taichung, there was a church where a elder who is 90 years old now.
他为了建立教，就搬到一个地方去，那边没有我们的信徒。
In order to establish a church, he will move to a place where there's no members.
那也有几个信徒跟他一起搬到那边。
Maybe there were a couple of other family church members following.
就开始举行家庭聚会。
Then they will have their family service.
那邀请邻家邻居来参加。
He will ask neighbors to join them.
信徒增加就成立教会。
As the membership grew, they will establish a church.
韩国有一个也是这样。
There's one elder in Korea who did the same thing.
他搬到没有信徒的地方去。
He will move to a place where there's no members.
开始家庭聚会。
They will start their family service.
邀请邻居来参加。
Asking their neighbors.
以后成立教会。
And then they will have a church.
他用这个方法建立三个教会。
He established three churches like this.
所以这个家庭教很重要。
So it's very important to have this family service.
家庭教不但是要兼顾全家人的信心，而且能够成为一个据点。
It not only strengthened the faith of the family, it also becomes a starting point of the church.
然后有机会就邀请邻居朋友来参加这个家庭聚会。
It's a good place to ask neighbors and friends to come over.
很多人因为没有听过福音，不懂这个福音多么好。如果他听了就晓得这个很好，以后如果主的羊听了的声音，他就来加入。
There are many people in the world who has never heard of this gospel, and given their opportunity, they will be able to come join us.
再看这个第五节
，verse five，
又问。在他们家中的教安啊，就是这个百基勒、亚基勒的家庭教会、家庭聚会的安啊。问我所亲爱的以拜尼土安，他在亚细亚受归基督初级的果子啊，在亚细亚第一种子啊。
Here we mention the first seed in Asia。
第六节又问玛利亚安，他为你们多受劳苦。
Six.
第七节
Seven.
又问我亲属，这里有个亲属，十一节有个亲属，还有十一节有个亲属，这三个地方亲属有的译本翻成犹太同胞。
In verse 7 and 11, mentioned the word relatives.
不一定是跟保罗有亲戚关系，是他犹太同胞。
Those are not necessarily their blood relative, but rather those people may be just Jews.
看第七节，又问我亲属已有一同坐监的安多尼古和尼优尼亚安，哈，这两个人就跟保罗为了福音一同坐过监的。
And those two people mentioned here has been in prison with Paul for the sake of gospel.
他们在使徒中有名望的。也就比有先在基督里，就比保罗先信耶稣。
And they actually came to believe before Paul.
第八节
，verse eight，
又问我在主里面所亲爱的安伯利安。第九节又问在基督里已有同工的俄巴努，并我所亲爱的数大属者。又问在基督里经过书院的亚比利安，问亚利多家里的人安啊，这个都问安的话啊。
Those are greeting to different people.
十一节又问我亲属希罗天安，问拿比数家在主里的安。十二节又问为主劳苦的土卫拿数和土户沙数安，问可亲爱为主多受劳苦的比西数安。十三节又问在基督里蒙拣选鲁夫和他母亲安，他的母亲就罗的母亲。这里说鲁夫的母亲就保罗的母亲。
Here in verse 13, Rufus.
因为保罗在耶路撒冷时候曾经受了鲁夫母亲的照顾。
Here, his mother is also Paul's mother because he was taken care of by his mother. 所以保
罗把他当作自己的母亲。
So Paul treated her, his mother, and his own mother.
其实不是他的亲生的母亲。
Of course, he's not his biological mother.
好，第十六节。
Verse 14.
又问亚损奇土弗洛干黑米巴罗巴。 黑马，并与他们在一处的弟兄安啊，这个在一处也是家庭聚会。
Again, here you mentioned the family service here.
第十五节，又问腓罗罗古和尤利亚安尼利尤利亚尼利亚和他姐妹同阿林巴，并与他们在一处的众圣啊，这个在一处就是家庭聚会。
Again, you mentioned the concept of family service.
所以当时属都是了好多的家庭聚会。
So we can see at that time there are so many different family services.
啊，所以后来这些家庭聚会有一天呢、啊，就人数增加，可能成为教会了。
And one day, one of the, they will become churches.
啊，十六节，你们亲嘴问安彼此，勿要圣洁，基督的众人都问你们安啊，这个。亲嘴问的是当时的风俗。
A kiss is their tradition at time.
保罗没有说这个风俗不好，而是说他们要保住距离，啊，保守圣洁，不要因为亲嘴问安啊发生这个感情。
And Paul was not saying it's not good to kiss, but they need to keep holy.
啊，教会弟兄姐妹一处敬拜神，常常有这个会发生这个感情啊。
And sometimes when we worship God together, work for God together, we may have emotion in our among us.
那弟兄姐妹如果是没有结婚的发生感情，这个是以后要可能成为夫妻的一个开始。
For brothers and sisters who are not married, when they start to have feelings toward one another, this may be the beginning of a marriage.
那跟别人配偶就不应当有这个感情。
If you had your spouse already, you should not have this kind of feeling.
尤其结婚前，这个男女之间的交往也要保持一个距离，不要过于亲近，因为这个有时候可能给魔鬼留地步。
And for, even for those brothers and sisters who are not married, they need to keep an appropriate distance between the two before they get married.
所以保罗要他们保守圣洁，彼此圣洁。
Paul wants them to keep holy.
那十七到二十节是第二段
，second
要防备假书的诱惑。
From verse 17 to 20 is to prevent the teaching of false teacher.
十七十八节是第一小段要躲避假书户。
Verses 17-18 they need to keep away the false teacher.
看十七节
，Let's read
弟兄们，那些离间你们。叫你们跌倒，必有所学之道的人，我劝你们要留意躲避他们。这里是提到要防备假书的迷惑。
Here he's warning them to keep away from those false teachers.
他们所教导你们是你们背后你们所学的道理的。
What they teach is actually in contrary to what the truth.
你们所学的道理要和睦啊。
Well, what you need to learn is the lesson of harmony.
但假如要理解你们呢
？But they cause different division.
你们所学道理要在真的要站得住啊！他们要让你们跌倒啊
！You want to learn something that you can stand firm on, but they
want you to fall. 所以他们教导是背后你们所学的了。
So what they are teaching you is against what you have learned.
你主要躲避他们。
Therefore, you need to keep away from them.
第十八节，因为这样的人不服侍我们的主耶稣基督，只服自己的肚腹。这里所说的服自己、服侍自己的肚腹，不是说他喜欢做好东西啦。
Here, when they say in verse 18, they are not serving our Lord, but their own appetite, they are not saying those guys they love to eat.
服侍他里面的那些律法的条文。
But rather, they were serving the laws and the regulation inside their mind.
当时有一些犹太人来教里面扰乱信徒的信心。
There were certain Jews at that time, they come to cause confusion, cause weakness, of the believers.
就用摩西律法做根据，说信的书还要守摩西律法。
So they will use the Mosaic law to teach the disciples to do this and that.
他们满肚子都是律法的条文，动这么做夸耀。
Full of laws and they are proud of that.
所以服侍主的肚腹不是服侍基督。
That's why they're serving their own appetite, but not the Lord Jesus.
他们有口才，用花言巧语来诱惑你们。
They are very eloquent and therefore use smooth talk.
所以不要受欺骗。
Therefore, do not be deceived.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
十九节，你们的顺服已经传于众人，所以我为你们欢喜。但我愿意你们在善恶上聪明，在恶上愚拙。这里谈到罗马这个信徒已经传给众人。
Here. In verse 19, it says that everyone has heard about your obedience.
在第一章那边说，他们信德传遍天下。
In verse chapter 1, mentioned that their goodness has been spread around the world.
在这里说，他们信徒传给众人。
Here again, their obedience has been heard around.
其实顺服也是信的一个表现。
Obedience is one of the characteristics of have being faithful.
雅各书二章那边说，身体没有灵是死的。
In book James chapter 2 mentioned, if you do not have
信心没有行为是死的。
If you do not have acts, your faith is dead.
身体有灵魂，有生命就有行动啊。
If you have to have acts of deeds in order for your faith to be alive.
有生命信心也是有行为啊。
You have to whatever faith you have, whatever acts will come with it.
所以这个顺服也是信的表现。
And therefore, to be obedient is also one of the manifestations.
然后他，我愿意你们在善上聪明，在恶上愚拙啊，在善上聪明就懂得行善，在恶上聪愚拙就不懂行恶。
So here I want them to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil.
再看这个二十节
,verse 20.
因二十节，数别的神快要将撒旦建在里面脚下，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常和你们众人同在。这里谈到神快要把撒旦建在里面脚下，就是说真理要夺了最后的胜利。
Here God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet.Because the truth will triumph.
然后又给他祝福说，愿主耶稣基督恩常跟你们同在。
Also mentioned the grace of the Lord Jesus will be with them.
那二十一到二十四节是代同工问安。
In verses 21, 24, as greetings to co-workers.
保罗传福音好多同工。
Paul had many different co-workers.
因一个人不可能完成那么多的工作。
Because it's important for him to finish all this work by himself.
所以他身旁有一些同工来协助他。
And therefore, he has many co-workers to help him out.
那这里到了代替同工来向罗马教问安。
Here, he sent his greetings from those co-workers.
看二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21.
以我同工的提摩太和我的妻子路求、以孙所希巴德问你们安啊。这里同工的第一个提到提摩太。
So the first co-worker you mentioned is Timothy.
提摩太是年轻时代保罗把他带出来训练的。
And Paul has been training Timothy since his youth.
那保罗离世之前写了提摩后书来勉励提摩太要怎么去传福音。
He wrote the book of 2 Timothy before his death to encourage him how to preach the gospel.
啊，所以他很看重提摩太这个年轻人。
Therefore, he really cherish this young guy.
他要代替提摩太向罗马教问安。
He wanted to send Timothy's greeting.To the churches in Rome.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
哦，这代笔写信的德丢在主里为你们安啊！这里谈到罗马书是德丢代笔，不是保罗亲笔写的。
Here I mention the book of Romans actually written down by Tertius.
不但是罗马书，保罗很多书信都是这种情形，别人代笔，他的口述由别人替他写。
Not only this book, but many letters of Paul was actually written down by other people, even though it was recorded orally by Paul.
啊，为什么他不亲笔写，要别人代笔呢
？How come he didn't write the letter himself?
啊，日本一个神学家说，这个是当时的习惯。
There's one theologian in Japan mentioned this is the tradition at the time.
啊，我认为当时习惯以外，应当还有一个理由。
I believe there's one additional reason besides this.
就是眼睛不好。
That is that Paul's eyesight wasn't very good.
自己写很辛苦，所以要别人替他代笔。
It's very difficult for him to write things himself.
这个我们可以从几节圣经来了解他。
This we can turn to a couple of verses in the Bible.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
第九章这个第七节。
Verse 7.
同行的人站在那里说不出话来。听见声音却不看不见人啊！这个保罗眼睛瞎了看不见人。第八节，扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛，竟不能看见什么。有人拉的手领他进了大马色。第九节，三日不能出看见，也不吃不喝啊！这里谈到耶稣用情况照保罗，他眼睛瞎了三天，什么都看不见。
So here says that.Jesus shined light on Saul. He was blind for 3 days.
再看第九章的十八节。
Verse 18 of chapter 9.
扫罗的眼睛上好像有连地刻地掉下来，他就能看见。于是起来受了洗。这里说，原来你按手在保罗头上祷告，让他被神充满，眼睛就好像有连的东一连东西掉下来，就可以看见。
Verse 18 recorded when Ananias laid hands on him, his eyes were healed, he was able to see again.
啊，我推测虽然可以看见，大概不是完全恢复他的眼力，眼睛不是很好。
I suspect that even though he could see again, his eyesight probably did not recover 100%.
这个可以从圣经啊几个地方来了解这个情况。
Let's refer to a couple of different verses.
加拉太第书章。
Galatians chapter 4.
十三节。加拉太的第书章。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 13.
你们知道我头一次传福音给你们是因为我身体有疾病、啊、这里谈到保罗传福音给加拉太的信徒说当初他 有疾病
Here mentioned that he had an new illness、
啊、为了这个疾病他祷告过三次
And he prayed for three times for this illness
看哥林多后书的第十二章
2 Corinthians chapter 12
哥林多后书第十二章
2 Corinthians chapter 12
所章的第五节
Verse 5
五节有一个软弱、啊、软弱
He mentioned one his weaknesses
第九节也有一个软弱、啊
Verse 9 also mentioned the weakness、
啊、两个第九两个地方谈到 软弱、啊、第十节也有提到软弱
Verse 10 mentioned the weakness as well
这跟后书十二章所谈到的几个软弱在加拉太十五章刚刚所读的十五三的翻成疾病啊，所以我们知道这个关键后是说的所说的软弱，就是加拉书章所说的疾病。
So from those weakness and illness that we just mentioned earlier, and they're talking about the same thing.
他为了做疾病祷告三次。
He prayed for this for three times.
但耶稣说我的恩典够你用，你不必再求了。
But Jesus said, "My grace is sufficient for you to not pray for this anymore."
那到底是什么样的疾病呢
？What kind of illness is this?
看加拉太第书章十五节。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse 5.
你们当日所夸的福气在哪里？那时你们若能行，就是把助理眼睛弯出来给我，多情愿，这是我可以给你们做见证啊。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 15.
教会的信徒，他说如果做得到，甘愿把眼睛挖出来送给保罗。
He mentioned those people, the believers in the Galatian church, they're willing to give their own eyes to Paul.
因为他眼睛不好，所以有人说，如果做得到的话，可以把眼睛送给保罗。
Because his eyesight was not good, therefore people would say, if it's possible, we're willing to give our own eyesight to you.
那当时没有这个器官移植的这个医疗医术。
At the time, of course, they did not have the technology to do eyeball transplant.
啊，如果当时有这个医术啊，可能他们真的把眼睛捐出来。
If they had the technology back then, they probably would do it.
那就因为他眼睛不好，才需要。别人把眼睛送给他。
Just because his eyesight was not good, therefore there was a need for other to help him.
加拉太六章更清楚啊。
Galatians chapter 6 is also even clearer.
十一节。
Verse 11.
加拉太六章十一节，请看我亲手写给你们的祝是何等大啊！他说他亲笔写的祝很大。
Here the letters that he write by himself is very large.
眼睛不好才需要写这么大的字，如果写的太小，连字都看不清楚。
You only need to do this if your eyesight are not very good.
所以他的信通常都别人代笔，然后他在信末签名说：“这个我的亲笔的信。”
And therefore, most of the letter was written by other was written down by others. So in the end, he just signed.
啊，那个签名的字很大。
The signature is also letter is quite large.
因此，我推测这个。请别人代笔，除了当时的习惯以外，还有一个可能是眼睛不好。
So that's why I suspect another reason why he have other people to write his letter down for him is because of his eyesight.
当然，这个是推测，我们不能太肯定。
Of course, this is just a suspect. We do not know for sure.
做参考听听可以，但不要当作真理去宣扬，因为没有圣经清楚根据啊。
Spread this as the truth because we do not have foolproof.Proof in the Bible.
啊，不管是什么情况，他请他代笔是一个事实，他不是亲笔写的。
No matter what happened, we all know that it was indeed not himself who wrote the letter down.
那这个得丢代笔，然后我们看二十三节啊。
Now let's go back to chapter 16, verse 23.
那接待我也接待全教的该有问你们安，这里谈到接待保罗也接待全教的该有问大家的安，这个该有就哥林多人。
So、here I mentioned Gaius, this person, he is a person from the local church.
所以保罗在工作的工作时候，就是在家住在该犹的家里，然后在该犹的家里写了罗马书。
So when he was working in the Corinth, he lived in Gaius' house and wrote the letter in that place.
前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
十数节。
Verse 14.
哥林前一章十六节，我感谢神，除了基利书部并该由以外，我没有给你们一个人梳洗啊。这里谈到该由这个人，保罗为他梳洗的。
Here mentioned actually Paul is the one who baptized Gaius.
啊，他是哥林多人。
He's from Corinth.
所以保罗写罗马书就在哥林多该由的家里写罗马书，由这个德丢代笔，然后由经过你叫你就是挥笔带到罗马教会来。
And therefore he wrote the letter in Caius house, and the letter was actually written down by Tertius, and the letter was sent to Rome by Phoebe.
再看十六章的二十四节。
Now let's read verse 24.
城内管银库的以大都和兄弟瓜土问你们安，这里谈到管银库的以大都，这个就当时哥林多书的财政局长。
Here this person, his name is Erastus. He was in charge of the monetary policy in the city.
许多时代信主人大部分都是卑微的人，没有地位，没有学业，没有钱的大多数，但少数也有像这个以拉多在哥林多树政府当财政局长。
Most of the believers at that time was of very humble social backgrounds. However, there were some exceptions once in a while, and this person Erastus was a finance minister in the of that city at the time.
那二十五、二十七节是第五段颂赞的话。
And verses 25 and 26 again are praises and greetings.
第一小段第二十五节说，唯神能够坚固罗马教的信心。
In verse 25, only God can establish the faith of this church.
看二十五节。
In verse 25.
唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘坚固你们信心啊！这个神的话，福音的奥秘是永古隐藏的，如果没有神的启示都看不懂的。
The words of God is actually a mystery hidden for long ages without the revelation of the Holy Spirit. Nobody can understand it.
奥秘有了启示以后，看得清楚就不是奥秘了。
And then with revelation, the mystery is no longer.
那这个保罗所传的就是这个奥秘。
And this is what Paul is preaching.
愿神借着这个奥秘来坚固罗马教的信心。
Through which the faith of Roman Church will be strengthened.
二十四节，说奥秘如今显明出来啊，奥秘一显明就不奥秘。
Now the mystery has been revealed.
传道人任务，长老人任务，就是要阐明奥秘。
The duty of the pastor is to reveal this mystery.
让信徒都能够了解圣经里面好多的预言，好多的预表，好多的灵异，对我们有什么样的教训。
So the believers in the church can understand the mysteries, the prophecies.
而且按着永生神的命，就是神的旨意。借着众先知的书，主是万国的名，主他们信如真道福音要传开天下。
And in verse 26, that the gospel will be spread around the world.
二十七节，愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全住的神，主的永来颂赞神。
And this is the final praise for God.
好，那我们这个罗马书的全部的课程就到今天这样结束。
And this concludes all the 16 chapters of the book of Romans.
因为时间很有限，所以我不能够讲得很详细。
Because the time is so limited, I cannot go into too much details.
几年前在南台中教会利用安息日，我讲过52次，十六章讲52堂。
Couple of years ago in 南中台中 church, I spent 52 sermons on this topic.
每一堂都讲超过一个钟头。超过一个钟头。
Every sermon is over an hour long.
有两个姐妹整理这个打住的这个电脑打住的记录。
And two sisters was able spend time to take the notes and write everything down.
那么录音整理出来一个钟头10000个字。
And according to the recording, there was about 10,000 words.per hour.
现在他们整理好了。
Now they have finished compiling all those teachings.
应当最近几个以内应当赶书件把它整理好印成书。
And I believe in a couple of months that they will be able to finish all the work and put out a new book.
大概会印成上下两本，因为一本52万字太厚很难翻，所以分成上下啊一起出来。
Because there were 52 lessons and 10,000 words per lesson, that's 520 words, and that's too long for one book. We need probably two books.
因为受安息日机会讲，所以每一堂都有题目。
Because the sermons are used for all the Sabbath services, and we have titles for each one of those.
就是讲章数的写法。
And therefore, the book was arranged according to the sermon.
啊，这个印出来以后，各地教会负责人可以当做讲章讲52个钟头。
So once you have the book, you can have 52 sermon topics at your leisure you can use.
一年才52个安息日啊，52个安息日，所以你可以用一年混。
Since only 52 Sabbath in a year, you can use it to cover your whole year.
啊，一般教写的罗马书不是这个这种写法，不是这种讲法，他们讲的很简单。
And normally other denomination will simply skim through the book of Romans.
真理是神启示的。
Truth is revealed to us by God.
神的话是没有限量的。
The words of God is not limited at all.
神的智慧也是没有限量的。
The wisdom of God is unlimited.
啊，所以我们主要常常祷告、读圣经，神会给我们更多的启示，更多明白神的话的奥妙。
As long as we continue to pray for the guidance, God will reveal the mystery to us.
啊，那我们唱一首诗，然后默祷，啊，休息。等一下还有这个圣灵疑难问答的解答。
Now let's sing a hymn together. Have a silent prayer. After break, we'll have a question and answer session.
唱诗284首。
284.